Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location. Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from Penn Live, looking back one more time at Penn State's 41-12 road win over Auburn. We'll look at the offensive side of the ball and just a few takeaways from that performance. Penn State, by the way, moved up to number 14 in the AP poll coming out of that win. Now 3-0 to start the year with Central Michigan coming up on Saturday. But I think looking back at that Auburn game, there were a huge number of storylines and a big number of big-time performances in that game. But I want to start with the offensive line because that group definitely deserves some credit for its growth from week one to week three, and certainly the performance against Auburn. 6.3 yards per carry, 245 rushing yards, some gaping holes for Nick Singleton and Catron Allen, Penn State's freshman running backs to run through. Nick Singleton went over 100 yards for the second straight week. Two more 40-plus yard carries, making it five of those in the past 2 weeks. So he had a monster day and kind of stole headlines, but I think the offensive line made it easy for him at times and deserves some credit for that. It's a group. I don't think it's a finished product yet by any means. I think you still have the Caden Wallace and Bryce Effner rotation at right tackle. I'm not sure either one of those guys is the short or long-term answer, but they're making do with that group. The left side performed very well once again. Olu Fashanu, Landon Tengwall, Juice Scruggs, the center, had a good day. And you had Sal Wormley, another good day at right guard. Hunter Norzad got some more run there. It's a pretty good group and one that took a big step forward, it looks like, between last season and now. Not only did they clear the way in the running game, no sacks on quarterback Sean Clifford, and no real meaningful pressure throughout this game. Clifford had the ability to sit back without rushing a lot of throws, without a lot of pressure in his face, was able to navigate the pocket at times, didn't get a lot of hits or pressure at all. So a good performance on both sides, pass game, run game for this offensive line, and it deserves credit after getting beat up over the past 2 years. Looking at that run game a little bit closer, Nick Singleton, a huge day for him, 10 carries, 124 yards, two touchdowns in this one. Making it, as I mentioned before, five 40-plus yard runs on the season, both of them in the last 2 weeks, two of them coming against Auburn. The one thing that he did in this one, had a big day, obviously, against Ohio last week, 10 carries for 179 yards in that one. In this one, I think he answered a lot of questions about just how fast he really is. He was able to get the edge against Ohio. He's also able to get the edge against this Auburn defense, and he showed once he found a little bit of daylight, he was able to burst through that. So not just long straight line speed, but the acceleration from Nick Singleton to separate whether he's going east or west or north to south showed up in this game against an SEC defense. And I think you also have to mention when you're talking about freshman running backs in this Penn State group, Catron Allen, the other true freshman, very complimentary to what Nick Singleton's been able to do. You've seen Singleton over the past 2 weeks really get his work done on the outside of a defense, sweep type plays. In this one, one that was just inside the right tackle went the distance. Catron Allen, you know, on the contrary, has done a lot of his work on the inside, just seems to have a really good sense of where the holes are going to be. And when those holes are big, obviously he makes defenses pay. When there's just a little bit of a crease, he has a way of just getting small inside those creases and wiggling through for more yardage than you might anticipate. It's a great skill that Penn State has had in the past with a guy like Noah Cain when he was a true freshman. So Catron Allen, just like Noah Cain from IMG Academy, has the same knack for picking up more yardage than you would think, has the ability to weave his way through big bodies and get the most out of every carry he gets on the inside. So you have a, I don't think it's thunder and lightning by any means, but you have an inside-outside duo. You also still have Kevon Lee. We'll see about his status coming up for Central Michigan. He left early in this one with what looked to be a serious injury at first, but he was able to get off the field on his own power. You had Devin Ford coming in there, still performing that third down niche, and he got some run when the game was out of reach against Auburn late. So good performance by the Penn State running backs. It's worth watching to see, you know, with four scholarship running backs on the roster, if you were to lose one for a short or long amount of time, it could have an impact, and you might have not a lot of margin for error there. But otherwise, really great performance, 6.3 yards on 39 carries. Greatly outperformed that vaunted Auburn rushing attack.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at Curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our locations, including our new State College dispensary located at 1248 South Atherton Street. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours.
Continuing with the offense, looking at the passing game, Sean Clifford had a nice little day for himself in this one. He executed the offense. He was able to check the good plays, was able to use his experience, whether that was the slide coverage or check down to his third or fourth reads on particular plays. Finished 14 out of 19 for 178 yards. Didn't take a sack. Also had a touchdown run in this one on a quarterback draw. And he also caught a 25-yard pass from Keandre Lambert-Smith on a little gadget play early in this one. All of this was good news for Penn State, especially when you look at the way this game began. Sean Clifford scrambling, looking for a first down, stumbled a little bit, got upright, and took a huge hit from Auburn linebacker Owen Papo. He said after the game, it looked worse than it really was, which is good because it looked terrible on tape, went flying backwards, fumbled the football backwards, was able to get back up. And actually on the very next play on a fourth and short, was able to take a quarterback sneak, not successful, but showed that toughness to be able to bounce back from that. Physically, it was a bit of a surprise that he wasn't more injured than he was, didn't have to leave the field at all. But also I think mentally, emotionally be able to compartmentalize that, put that behind him, not let the fact that there were 80,000 people cheering for that big hit against him to work against him in this game. Just played a calm, heady game in this one. And that's all Penn State ended up needing with the way their running back showed up. Five rushing touchdowns represented all of their scoring on the ground. But Sean Clifford still did work in this game, distributed the ball just like you saw against Ohio when he hit 17 different receivers, got a bunch of different guys involved here. So this Penn State passing attack, still very capable. The numbers were not gaudy in this one because they didn't need to be. Penn State was efficient and just looked really good on offense, stayed ahead of the chains, pretty good on third down. A lot of credit there goes to Sean Clifford, even without a huge number in the passing categories. One other name to point out, I think, Brenton Strange, Penn State's veteran tight end. You also have to give him credit where it's due. He's been fantastic through three games. He was also fantastic in this one against Auburn. He was a guy who, certainly not flying under the radar, but a lot of conversation, including from yours truly, looking at Theo Johnson and what he brought to the Penn State offense. I think still it can be said that Theo Johnson brings a hair more upside in the passing game. But Brenton Strange, as a true double threat tight end, has been instrumental in this Penn State offense. You saw him lead the team in catches and receiving yards against Auburn. Also very, very good as a blocker, exceptional as a blocker in this one. Blew up an Auburn defender to help spring Nick Singleton on a big run. That's what he brings to the table. You can line him up in different parts of the field, but when he is in line as a blocker in Penn State's run game, he might as well be a sixth offensive lineman on the field. That is another big advantage when you're looking at Penn State trying to rejuvenate this rushing attack, which they've done so far. Did it against Auburn, have done it against Ohio, looking to put the struggles behind them from the 2020 and 2021 seasons. Brenton Strange is a big part of that equation. And oh, by the way, six catches for 80 yards.
He had 59 yards after the catch, which was also a team high. So this is a guy making an impact in multiple ways. Wouldn't expect that to change anytime soon now in year three as Penn State's starting tight end. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the Blue White Breakdown. As always, be sure to follow along the daily Penn State podcast from Penn Live. Those can be found anywhere you download podcasts. Everything else we do is available at pennlive.com/PennStateFootball. And we'll see you next time on the Blue White Breakdown. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.